The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has encouraged us to recite salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wasallam in abundance. And indeed, our recitation of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a great means of rahmah, a great means of mercy for us. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In one of the many ahadith in which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has encouraged us to recite salawat and told us of the benefits that we will receive if we recite salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a hadith in which he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that the one who recites salawat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, you and I want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our wazifa is given by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, and that wazifa is to recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, welcome back, dear viewers of Madreen Channel, to another episode of The Challenges of Youth. Yes, this is a program in which we discuss various challenges that youth face and various aspects of life in which we need Islamic guidance. And we discuss the Shari'i guidance, the guidance that Islam gives us, the guidance that the Quran gives us, the guidance that the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us, so that we may overcome these challenges and these difficulties, and we may save ourselves, or we may be saved from many wrongs, many wrong things. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And in today's episode of The Challenges of Youth, we're going to discuss a very important aspect, a very important thing in our lives that we need to take care regarding. We need to ensure that we don't tread down that route. For indeed, if we tread down that route, then we are heading towards destruction. We are heading towards difficulties for ourselves in the dunya and in the akhirah. Today's topic of discussion, very interesting one, is waste not, want not. Waste not, want not. Yes, we are going to discuss wastage, the harmful effects of wastage, and various ways in which we, especially as youth, tend to be wasteful and how we can try to avoid that, inshallah ta'ala. But to get further into this topic, to dive further into this topic, we are going to do so just after this kalam. So you stay tuned with us for this beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just after that, we are going head first into our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya رسول الله يا حبيب الله نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت دان گیا لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت مست وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ آہ وہ آنکھ کے ناکام تمنا ہی رہی، آہ وہ آنکھ کے ناکام تمنا ہی رہی، ہائے وہ دل جو تیرے در سے پر ارمان گیا، ہائے وہ دل جو تیرے در سے پر ارمان گیا۔ نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا، دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا، سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا، سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا۔ نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام، انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام، للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا، للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا۔ نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ آج لے ان کی پناہ، آج مدد مانگ ان سے، آج لے ان کی پناہ، آج مدد مانگ ان سے، پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا، پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت بے اگر مان گیا۔ نعمتیں آتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ جانو دل ہو شوخرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، جانو دل ہو شوخرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا۔ نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل، اینڈ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام ان پریز آف دی بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ریجوونیٹنگ اور ایمان اینڈ میکنگ اس فیل سو کام اینڈ سرین اینڈ ریلیکسڈ اینڈ انکریزنگ ان اور ہارٹس دی لو فار دی بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔ اینڈ ایز وی پرومسڈ، وی گوئنگ ٹو گو انٹو اور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن، اینڈ دیٹ از ویسٹ ناٹ وانٹ ناٹ۔ Yes, this is a beautiful saying, waste not, want not. I remember as growing up as well, our parents would tell us this, waste not, want not, meaning don't be wasteful. Don't be wasteful and you will not be in need. Don't be wasteful and you will not suffer from shortage of items. Don't be wasteful and you will have barakah in your life. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And most definitely, you will have barakah in your life if you are not wasteful. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that we are not wasteful. Allah does not like wastage, and Allah ta'ala tells us of that in His beautiful Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all wise, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, Allah azza wa jal says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. Subhanallahul Azim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala instructs us, commands us not to be wasteful, not to waste. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that indeed He, Allah Azza wa Jal, does not like, Allah Azza wa Jal does not love those who are wasteful. They are not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to save ourselves from the qualities that those people have who are not liked by Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not like those who are wasteful. Allah Azza wa Jal likes that we ensure that we do not waste the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And every little ni'mah, we need to value, we need to look after it, we need to value every little ni'mah, every great ni'mah, every ni'mah, every ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great and so vast, subhanallah. However, even though someone may just think or assume a certain ni'mah to be a small ni'mah, still don't be wasteful of that. For if that one ni'mah is removed from your life, you will suffer many difficulties. There was once a sahabi who was making wudu. He was making wudu, and was the sahabi, Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala, was making wudu. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that more water was being used than was needed. And what is this for? for wudu, subhanallah azza wa jalla. But more water than was needed was being used, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma hadha sarfu ya Sa'ad," that, "Oh my beloved companion Sa'ad, why, what is this wastage? Why are you using so much of water?" Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala was astonished. "I'm making wudu, I'm using extra water. Does that mean that there's wastage of water even in wudu? Is it possible that someone can waste water even whilst making wudu?" Allahu Akbar. So he asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afil wudu isarfun?" In wudu as well, can someone be wasteful? And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered so beautiful. So beautifully, the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, and this answer is an answer that can be written and kept in the books of history until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Na'am. وَإِن كُنْتَ عَلَى نَهْرٍ جَارٍ," that, O Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala, yes, a person can be wasteful in wudu even if he is performing wudu at a flowing stream. Allahu Akbar. Even if you are performing wudu at a flowing stream, then too you could be wasteful in wudu. And thus we need to ensure that we are not wasteful of water in our wudu. Subhanallah. See how the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has trained us as believers. That aspect at that point in your life when you think, I cannot be wasteful here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us in such a way that we pay heed, we pay cognizance, even if we are performing wudu at a stream of water. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is building this habit in us. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is building this good way in us. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, alhamdulillah, how to go through every path of life. And even though one is making wudu at a place where he sees an abundance of water, even there, be cognizant, Allah azza wa jal does not love those who are wasteful. Indeed, even there we need to be conservative of the water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and only use that amount of water that is necessary for us to carry out that task. Subhanallah azza wa jal. However, in today's day and age, we find that someone wants to perform wudu, then they open the tap at full blast and the water is gushing down. And as the water is gushing and tens of liters are flowing into the drain, unused. But someone is performing wudu, and if you are to say anything, then they would tell you, "But my brother, I'm performing wudu." My dear Islamic brothers, my honorable viewers of Madani Channel, even if we are performing wudu, use that amount that is necessary. I would advise our viewers of Madani Channel that you go into different social medias and search for the method of wudu explained by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat. I have watched the video of Amir Ahl Sunnat performing wudu and teaching us how to perform wudu. And subhanallah azza wa jal, you will see how careful Amir Ahl Sunnat is not to waste any water in wudu. That when we are washing the mouth, that to open the tap, to take water, close the tap, and then place the water in the mouth. Not to just let the water gush continuously. For whilst washing our mouths, how do we know 10 liters of water could have just flown down the drain and that is wastage of water? Whilst washing the nose, ensure that you close the tap as well. Take the necessary water, close the tap, and then wash the nose. Whilst doing masah of the head, there too, open the tap, take the necessary water, close the tap. Then you can place it in both hands and do masah. Don't just let water run and run. We see it commonly in English-speaking communities, and well, I can say across the board, that people are performing, they brushing their teeth in the morning. Perhaps with a toothbrush, perhaps with the miswak. Of course, it's better to use the miswak because you are attaining the thawab, number one, subhanallah, you are attaining thawab of cleaning the teeth, but then you are using the means of cleaning the teeth that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. So you have an extra thawab, subhanallah azza wa jal. Why? Because yes, you are cleaning the teeth, that too is a sunnah, but you're using the miswak, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tool Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used out of your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautiful that is. So whilst brushing the teeth, often people open the tap fully, they wash the brush, and then they start brushing the teeth, leaving the tap flowing. And this is so wasteful. It is so wasteful. My honorable viewers of Madani Channel, if you just pay attention, if you just look at our daily lives, you will notice that the amount of times we are wasting water Washing dishes, whilst washing dishes, people leave the tap flowing. And as the water is continuously running, then they are washing dishes and they are packing the dishes to dry and the water runs continuously. Whilst taking a shower, we can open the shower, we can wet ourselves and then we can close it. While someone is cleaning themselves or scrubbing themselves, or as they say, soaping yourself, placing soap upon your body, in that time, the tap can be closed. What is the need for the tap to be left running? So how many ways we can save water in? But many people are wasteful of water. And this is one of the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But such an important ni'mah that if we don't pay attention to it, if we don't give it qadr, if we don't pay attention to this ni'mah and how we shouldn't be wasteful of it, imagine if this ni'mah is taken away. The areas that I visited as well, where there are restrictions on water, how much of water you can use, that you can only use so much of water daily. People place special sprinklers upon the tap to cut down their water usage, where you are not allowed to use the water to hose down, to wash your car, or to water your garden. These things are not allowed in those areas. Why? Because there are restrictions on water due to the shortage of water. And those people learn and understand then the value of this ni'mah of water. So we need to pay attention to this ni'mah as well, and don't be wasteful of it. For what happens if this ni'mah is taken away? And there are so many other ni'mas. So many other ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, our time is a ni'mah of Allah azza wa jalla. And how is it that we waste this ni'mah? We just throw this ni'mah away. You find that sometimes we sit on our phones, and since we've gotten smartphones, time wastage has become such a worldwide problem. That we just sit on our smartphones and for hours on end, we scroll and scroll and learn nothing and find nothing and see nothing but useless activities. This thing after that thing and more recommendations. As we look at one thing after the other, we don't have to search. The recommendations keep popping up. And before you know it, 1 hour of your time has passed. Before you know it, 2 hours have passed. Sometimes people know that they need to go to bed so they can wake up the next morning, but instead they will lay and just scroll through. And how many of us may have gone through this? That by the time you're done scrolling, you realize, 3 hours, 4 hours of my time has gone. We're just letting time pass. We are wasting this precious ni'mah that we have. We're not going to get it back. The hours that are spent already. We're not going to be able to get it back. We need to value this ni'mah. Value the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah azza wa jalla has given us food. What a great ni'mah it is. Yet if you look towards the functions and the gatherings that we hold, how often this great ni'mah, this food Allah azza wa jalla has given us, is wasted and thrown away. That yes, people sit and they would eat food and so much is prepared. We have a wedding in the family, so much is prepared. It's the day of Eid, so much is prepared. It's the day of Jum'ah, so much is prepared. And then, mashallah, people dish out food and within the plates, you find so many grains of rice and so much of food is just left behind. You find that while people are dishing out, then food falls upon the dining mat, upon the dastarkhan, upon the tablecloth, depending on where they are eating or what they're eating on. And by the end of the meal, how much of food is left over? Do we pay attention that the leftover food as well needs to be eaten? That let us save it for the next meal or have it for another meal or give it to someone so that that person, someone else can also have food. But food is left and it's thrown away or it's placed in a refrigerator until after a week or two it goes off and thereafter we're throwing it away. This too is not valuing the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us these ni'mas, but we need to pay attention and value it. Allah Azza wa Jal gives you sustenance, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that you have rizq. But then again, we need to pay attention to how we are spending it. Not spend it in a wasteful manner. Not just throw it away. Not buy things that are useless that we will never use and then we just store it away and it lays there for tens of years. And you find that we gather so much. It's so sad as human beings, we are gathering so much. We gather so much. And we buy so many unnecessary things. And then we are at the stage where we no longer have space to place these things anymore. And therefore, we need to hire a storage facility to keep the unnecessary items that we have bought without any need. Now we have paid for those items, and now we must pay for storage to store it for another 10 years or 20 years or until we face our mouth. Really, how much do we want to grab? How much do we want to hold? Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, use it in the best, correct way, value it. And that which is extra, instead of just taking it and leaving it to lie, instead of just buying food and leaving it to rot, take it and spend it in the path of Allah. Take it and spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn thawab. Those things that we have that are not needed, why are we just leaving it to rot? Take and give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The food that we are going to buy, that alhamdulillah, you know that with this amount I can buy sufficient food for my family. Then why buy double the quantity and then just leave it to waste? Buy the sufficient amount that you require and then give in the path of Allah. Or if you bought extra, then take whatever is extra and give that at least in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are going to do so, inshallah azza wa jal, we're not going to be sinful. Rather, we're going to be rewarded for giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for feeding other people, for helping other people. And if you have the intention that I do not want to be wasteful, then you will also earn thawab for avoiding gunah, for avoiding sins, because avoiding sins is also a good deed. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So as much as we can, avoid sins, avoid the wastage of time, avoid the wastage of the rizq that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us, avoid the wastage of food, avoid the wastage of wealth, avoid the wastage of any of the ni'mas Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. Every ni'mah Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us, use it to the best of your ability in the best way that can earn you the most thawab. Let us try not to even waste our breaths. For indeed these breaths are so valuable that once they are all finished, we are not going to get them back. That the person who's breathing his last wishes that he can breathe again. Why? So that he can say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. So he may do some good deeds. So he may recite the Holy Quran. So that he may do something to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So let's not be wasteful at all of any of the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq, the enthusiasm to make amal, to act upon that which we have learned. آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم The challenges of youth O youth in the path of Islam stand tall O youth in the path of Islam stand tall With patience and prayer you shall not fall With patience and prayer you shall not fall